Well, good morning, everybody. There's a story told of a priest just starts his new assignment, and he's in town right by the church looking for the post office. He heard there was a post office nearby, and he had a few letters. Couldn't find it. So he finds a little boy who's walking the street and says, "Son, I'm new here. Where's the post office?" And the boy says, "Well, it's down that way, 2 blocks, then take a right." And the priest says, "Thank you so much." And he says, "Let me ask you this, son. Do you go to church?" And the boy says, "No, my family, we have no religion." The priest says, "Well, come to my church. I'll show you the way to heaven." And the boy says, "No offense, you don't even know the way to the post office." Our gospel today is packed with beauty and depth. And I was praying about it, I thought, well, what separates this Good Samaritan from everybody else? Like, everybody else walks by this guy who's half dead in the gutter of the street, grasping for life. And even the people that you think would have loved him the most walked by. His priest, his teacher, all these different people. But then comes this foreigner, this Samaritan. And this man stops by, bandages him up, puts oil and wine in his wounds, takes him to the inn, pays the bill. This man who the guy in the gutter thought was his enemy. And I thought, what dispositions, what attitudes must have been in this Samaritan? And it made me to think of a quote by one of my favorite saints, St. John Vianney. He said, "Remain simple and remain humble. The more you are so, the more good you will do." Remain humble, remain simple. The more you are so, the more good you will do. The priest held a high office and probably had a lot going on. He was distracted. He had a long to-do list, surely. And he was probably glanced out of his peripheral vision and saw this man and thought, I got a long list of stuff to do. He keeps on going. And the Levite held a high office too, probably similarly, was thinking about all the different plates he had in the air and all that he had going on in his life. And so he keeps going. But this Samaritan, who didn't have much of anything, he was a poor man, he comes by, stoops down, and takes care of this man. Humility and simplicity of life. This man didn't have a lot of things, and he, you know, at Mass, before the gospel, we say, "May the Lord be in my mind, on my lips, and in my heart." And I was reading on Wednesday in my morning prayer, it was this beautiful thing from Psalm 104. "May my thoughts be pleasing to you, O Lord." And I thought about the thoughts of this Samaritan man as he's walking by. And the thoughts of the other guys were thinking about themselves and all that they had going on and all that they had to do and this, that, and the other thing. But the thoughts of this Samaritan man were pleasing to the Lord because there was a devotion to others in his thoughts. There was a selflessness in his thoughts. He wasn't thinking about himself and how hard he had it. He was thinking about others. And so his thoughts were pleasing to the Lord. His actions were humble and simple as well and pleasing to the Lord because he stoops down. The proud don't stoop. Because the proud are the proud. "I've got it all made. I'm fine. I'm good." And you're each to his own, you know. But the humble man will bend down. And that's what the Samaritan does. So he has thoughts and actions that are pleasing to the Lord, that are humble and simple. And then his words are too. And a matter of fact, this gospel recounts some words of charity that this Samaritan man told to the innkeeper. And I think that's maybe just kind of our, like, Obviously, the Samaritan man here is an image of Jesus. Jesus is the ultimate foreigner who comes from heaven to earth, right? And Jesus, his mind, his thoughts, his actions, his words, his very life are outward focused, and simplicity and humility define Jesus. Humility's perfect deed is on the cross and on the altar, where Jesus pours himself out, humbling himself to be present in a piece of bread and in a chalice of common wine. That Jesus, this God of the universe, this ultimate foreigner, comes down and throws his blood, his body, his divinity, the oil and the wine is poured into our souls. That's the sacraments. How sacramental is this gospel? But that you and I share in the life of Jesus. We're meant to. We are meant to share in the life of Jesus. Kinsley Grice is about to be baptized and enter into the living, breathing Christ. We are receiving Jesus at this Holy Mass, and we receive the presence of the Lord so that he can live his life in us. And so our thoughts, our words, our actions had better be pleasing to the Lord, to God the Father. And that takes humility and simplicity. Remain humble, remain simple. The more you are so, the more good you will do. And sometimes it's very simple things. That's just how I'm going to end this homily. We just had Isaac and Deacon Jack and myself. We just were hosting this camp this past week called Brute Days. We had 100 teenage boys with us for the week. It was awesome. It was great to see the zeal in these young men. We had a good group from our own parish who were there. And one day we went bowling, and it was really hot and humid this week. And that Deacon Jack over here, he goes over and he buys me, without even asking me if I wanted one, a raspberry slushy. It hit the spot for my stomach and my soul. And he, to be thinking, oh, I wonder if Father wants a slushy. You know, what a guy. Father Joe Moriarty, who it was held at Brute, and he's the rector over there. Well, we were setting up the night before it all started, and I was all sweaty carrying all these things. And Father Joe put in the guest room a little cooler with ice and two beers in it. Isn't that, what a guy? Like, I guess I looked thirsty all 3 days. I don't know. But that we always should be thinking of others. That our thoughts, and that is what is pleasing to our Lord. Humility and simplicity of life. Let's strive for that. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen.